Blog Talk Radio.
You are now listening to Stephen Sports Blog, here only on MSL Radio.
Miami, you heard it here first. You are listening to Stephen Sports Blog on MSL Radio again. Seven Nation Army, White Stripes, good song. I'll check that band out. Go right ahead. Today with me, as always, we have Casey Wallach. Casey, how are you doing today?
Great. How are you?
I'm all right. All right. And today we also have a special guest, the CEO and founder of Miami Sports and Lifestyle, Andrew R. Powell. Andrew, what's going on, man?
What's good, Miami?
All right. Got the crew on today.
What's good, Cleveland?
And that's where we're going today. That's where we're going to start today.
Oh, Lord.
So, after game one, after Kyrie Irving fractured his left kneecap, everybody and their mothers were saying, that's it, game's over, this series is over, let's go, time to wrap it up. And LeBron says, not so fast. After last night's game two, another nail-biter, which I didn't expect at all. I don't think anybody expected a nail-biter last night. But it went down to the wire again. It went down even more to the wire than the last game did, which surprised me because of the way the fourth quarter played out. But anyway, at the end, unfortunately, Cavs stole a game at the Oracle Arena, 95-93 after overtime, and LeBron was so pumped up after that game. And it just wasn't LeBron that won the game. The Warriors themselves lost the game. The Warriors can definitely thank Steph Curry for that. He started out by shooting 1-for-9 from the three-point range. And this is a guy that's set records with threes all throughout the season. I mean, not only is he 1-for-9 from three, he is 3-for-13 from the field. But he started out 30-for-13. He finished 5-for-23. Guys, I believe Iman Shumpert went up against Steph Curry last night. How was he able to cover him so well?
I have no idea. I'm going to be honest with you. I have no idea.
I think a big part of it is that they found a way to kind of disrupt the rhythm that the Warriors always have going, you know, with their ball movement and everything. And the Cavs just were playing so aggressively on defense and contesting every shot that, I mean, Curry just didn't look like Curry at all. I mean, he missed 13 three-pointers, and that's an NBA Finals record. He just didn't look like himself at all.
It wasn't even
just Shumpert either. Dellavedova completely shut down Steph Curry, like completely shut him down.
Right.
Was completely zoned in on defense all night. I don't like Cleveland, but I give Cleveland credit. They played some ball last night on the defensive side. They were just like Golden State though on offense. They shot like what 38% from the field. So I mean they played just as horrible as Golden State did on the offensive side of the ball. But I don't know. It just looked like the Cleveland's defense was much better.
Mm-hmm.
But
yeah.
How long can this keep up? How long can this keep up though?
Right. The Cleveland defense definitely showed up last night. They forced 9 turnovers through three quarters against a Warriors team that barely turns the ball over. Probably like the least amount of turnovers in the NBA this season. They shut them down. And while the Cavs defense shut down the Warriors, it's not the same story for the Warriors defense shutting down the Cavs. And the man we all know and love, LeBron James, definitely showed that he is the man. I said this before game one. If LeBron gets a triple-double, the Cavs win the game. Well, LeBron got a triple-double, and the Cavs won the game. So look at that. I was watching the game last night. I was watching after the second half I was watching. LeBron was 3 assists away from triple-double, and I was just like, this game's so dominant because the Warriors have 9 turnovers. Curry's 1-for-9 from 3. 3-for-13 from the field, and LeBron is 3 assists away from triple-double.
But I understand, Steven, that you say, like, he put up a triple-double, and that is pretty incredible. I give him credit. But How important is efficiency to you? Because he shot like 11 for 35, and that's not necessarily efficient.
Right.
Well, it's not efficient. LeBron still got the job done. And
yeah,
like
he
said,
did. But how important is efficiency to you? Because he's not going to be able to. Well, see, here's the thing. He's not going to be able to shoot 11 for 35 every game and win every single game because Steph Curry's not going to go 3 for 19 every single game.
Right, but
so
the only reason
he might have got the
reason,
job done, but there's a long ways to go.
Oh yeah, the only reason the Warriors lost last night by 2 points was because they shut down the MVP. That's all. If they had shut down
Steph
Curry, that would have been a curveball. Exactly. Steph Curry. That's when you knew. That's when you knew that Steph Curry had been shut down. When he shot an airball trying to tie the game. But if they had not shut down the MVP, the Warriors would have completed the 11-point comeback and won the game. But unfortunately, that's not how things ran last night. Game 3. Tuesday night in Cleveland. It's going to be interesting to see how that one plays out. So, I'm surprised. I am definitely surprised that last night the Cavs stole a game at the Oracle Arena. I mean, yeah, of course it's the Cavs. You know, you can't expect that, but nobody wins at the Oracle Arena. The Warriors were like 48-3 at home coming into last night's game. And you just didn't expect them to lose.
But you could also say no matter who wins game 3, nobody wins. Because you can't win in Cleveland.
Well, we could say the same thing for Oracle. Nobody wins at the Oracle. But
I don't think you get what I'm saying. No matter even if you win a game in Cleveland, you don't win because you're in Cleveland. So either way you lose is what I'm saying.
Yeah, definitely. A little confused on what you're getting. But at the end of the day,
Oakland looks like, you know, New York City compared to Cleveland. And Oakland's not, you know, anything special.
Oh, yeah. Especially
Oakland
is
heaven compared to Cleveland.
Yeah, definitely. They could definitely compare NYC to at least the Oracle. I don't know about City of Oakland itself, because the Raiders haven't won a championship since 1984.
Whoa.
Super Bowl 18 win over the Redskins, that was it. The Athletics, they're committing the most errors in the major leagues right now. Terrible team. So all Oakland has is they're close to the Warriors. So.
Yeah, they only got like a $30 million budget to work with. Ain't really got no room to spend anything. Damn Yankees want to spend it on everybody and take everybody.
That's true. Let's go Yankees. Get the mess. So going into last night's game, I was expecting this to be a 5-game series. I said Warriors win the first 3 games, Cavs take game 4, the Warriors take it all at home, game 5. But after last night's game, I'm starting to think that it's a different series now. It definitely is.
Yeah.
I'm thinking this could go 7. I'm thinking this definitely can go 7. And let's hope that the next 5 games are going to be exciting as games 1 and 2 are. Maybe not overtime, but.
Oh, no, I want overtime every game.
I love it.
Just with it.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Oh, I love it, too. I just want a Golden State victory. No more Cleveland victories. We need Golden State and 5. Golden State
exactly.
And 5. Golden State and 5.
Yes.
Well, it's very unlikely that we're going to see another overtime game because it's been, 69 years since the NBA Finals have been played. This is the first time that the first 2 games alone have gone into overtime. So if all 7 games, perspective of all 7 games do go into overtime, wow, the NBA has changed a lot. But LeBron's not the only one making headlines last night. His former teammate, Dwayne Wade, joined ABC as part of the media. Did you guys see him? Like, I saw him. He looked a little. His eyes were a little red.
Skinny. Yeah, he's skinny. because he lost like 15 pounds or something since the end of the season.
Yeah.
And but I mean, he looked his face like real thin, you know, and I don't like his hair. But that's just, you know, that cuts. But
I mean, all that weight loss was just to try and make him more durable because he's obviously getting older and older and older. So I can't hate on the man. Nah, the hair. Hey, I ain't even gonna comment on the hair, but hey, he looking good as far as the weight loss goes.
From what I saw last night, it looked like he was coming back from Miami Heat game. He looked like he was very, very hot in his suit, and his eyes are really red. So I wonder what he was doing before he decided to hop on the media.
Probably all them damn crazy people in Oakland.
Yeah.
Hell. Like, that arena is packed, so it's probably, like, straight heat in there.
Mm-hmm.
No pun intended.
I was just happy to see him. And, he said Jalen Rose went right in on him right away and said, you know, asked him the question about the, you know, are you staying with the Heat or not? And he's just like, it's summertime, and, you know, we'll talk about that in July, and sidestepped the question and got it out of the way.
He ain't going nowhere.
I know.
Yeah, well, like you said, Casey, it's summertime, which means there's more basketball to be played after the NBA Finals.
Summer League.
July 10th to July 20th, the NBA Summer League Championship.
Yes.
The Heat are one of, I think, like 20-some of teams to participate this year. All games will be played in, there's two stadiums. I don't know the name of the stadiums, but it's on the campus of UNLV. When we come back, we're not done. Obviously, we're not done with Sports Talk. We got more to talk. You listen to Steven Sports Talk on MSO Radio.
You have been listening to Steven Sports Blog with Steven Earth III, here only on MSO Radio.
So at the end of the day, I mean, you could keep that to yourself. You don't even have to let anybody know, because at the end of the day, you know, if somebody's coming out, you're getting all the attention. I'm not saying that's what Michael Sam's intentions were, but there's always another side to the story. At the end of the day,
Jesus Christ.
The Andrew Powell Show with Darren Williamson and Eric Robinson is 9 o'clock to 11 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time here only on MSL Radio Monday through Friday. Check it out. I know I messed up, but whatever. Listen to the show. Ah. Interested in advertising or sponsoring with MSL? Working for MSL as a writer? Even having your own radio show? Or do you have more of a business mind and want to bring your talents down here to South Beach? That's right. MSL has a big-ass help want to sign up. Writers, radio personalities, marketing directors, website managers, positions are open. Apply today and make this money. Miami Sports and Lifestyle, baby.
Want to learn how to scan your swagger? Get insight on that and more from Dia Hicks every weekend, 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, only on MSL Radio.
Ball game over. Yankees win. The Yankees win.
Inside the Sports World with Darren Williamson, Stephen Ehr, and Andrew Powell is every Saturday between 7 o'clock and 8 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Only on Double G Radio. Start spreading the
news. Ladies and gentlemen, there's a campaign underway. Let's give Miami the exposure that it deserves via Miami Sports and Lifestyle. MSL to ESPN. Love it, know it, support it.
Attention Miami, MSL is looking for writers for the Miami Dolphins, Miami Heat, Miami Marlins, Florida Panthers, Miami Hurricanes, and Florida International University Panthers. If you are interested, contact Stephen Ehr at Stephen_Ehr@yahoo.com for details. Join the MSL team today.
We at MSL have a new blog site underway, miamisportsandlife.wix.com/MSLblog for all your content surrounding Miami sports. Official site coming soon.
I'm gonna fight What's good, Miami? And I guess pretty soon I'll have to say what's good, Nation, since we're going national. But this is Andrew Powell, host of the Andrew Powell Show with Darren Williamson and Eric Robinson, the CEO, founder of Miami Sports and Lifestyle. As you all know, I talk about marijuana a lot on my show. I do consider myself an advocate for the legalization of marijuana. And why? Because this is a medicine that helps so many different diseases, including cancer. And if it were legalized, it could eventually form a cure for cancer. And we've all been affected by cancer before with family members. We need to legalize medicine because not only does it help out cancer, but it helps out so many different diseases. So many. We need to legalize cures. And not only that, but legalizing marijuana would decrease black market control and crime and increase tax revenue to give this country's economy a boost. And we all know we need that. This is a beautiful plant that should have never been made illegal in the first place. But because of racism, lies, and greed over the almighty dollar, it's now illegal. And patients and peaceful marijuana smokers suffer everywhere, even in 2015. We need to legalize medicine. We need to legalize peace. Let's legalize marijuana 2015.
The views expressed by Andrew Powell are of Andrew Powell and Andrew Powell alone, and not the company and staff of Miami Sports and Lifestyle.
You are now listening to Stephen Sports Blog, here only on MSL Radio.
Miami, we are back. Stephen Sports Blog, Casey Wallach, and Andrew R. Powell is on with us today, MSL Radio. It's a busy month for us here at MSL, especially in the month of June, because there's so much going on in the world of sports that Miami is involved in. Today we got the MLB Draft. We'll get to that a little later in the show. But tonight, Florida, state of Florida, state of Illinois, Game 3 of the Stanley Cup Finals against the Chicago Blackhawks and the Tampa Bay Lightning in Chicago. Now, the other night, the Lightning and Blackhawks went into a crazy shootout in Tampa. After the Blackhawks stole Game 1, the Tampa Bay Lightning and the Blackhawks went to, you know, crazy game. The Lightning eventually won the game 4-2-3. The series is now tied at 1, going back to Chicago. So, as always, I'm hoping the Lightning win because I'm not a fan of the Blackhawks right now because they beat my Anaheim Ducks, a team that should definitely be in the Stanley Cup Finals right now.
But they're not, Steven. They're not.
Not what?
I said, but they're not, Steven. They're not.
I know. It's disappointing. They should definitely be there because they're like the best team throughout the whole playoffs. It's like so. It's just so annoying that they lost at home in Game 7. Like, come on. Moving on. Casey, wanted, I know she, Casey told me you wanted to talk about Tiger Woods because he did a first the other day. You want to go ahead and tell us about Tiger Woods?
All right, Tiger Woods, in the first time in his career, he came in last place after making the cut, and it was his highest total score in a 72-hole event, and he ended up with a 302 total. He scored an 85 on Saturday, which was like, I mean, what the? And, you know, people are writing, you know, and yet he still had tons of people following him around, you know, and that came to watch just him. And, you know, people say, will we ever not care about Tiger? And I think the answer is no, just because he's Tiger Woods. And even after all the stuff he's gone through with, you know, injuries and swing changes and all that stuff, he still draws a crowd and he, you know, draws the attention. So he thinks, you know, he still, you know, can make a run for the U.S. Open. You know, we'll see.
All right. If I'm wrong, tell me if I'm wrong or not, but I think Tiger Woods started playing golf, like, 1998. And he was, you know, give him 1 year, and he became the best golf player in the world. Of course, there was a situation with him and his wife, him cheating on his wife, him getting divorced in 2009. Since then, Tiger's not been Tiger. like Casey said, Tiger Woods came in last place for the first time after making the cut in his career. And that is, like, you know, it's unheard of. You never thought that Tiger Woods would come last place in any golf tournament. Now, I don't follow golf, but I do know my Tiger Woods. And that's not what you expect.
Especially since golfers don't usually age on the course. Usually you can see these old golfers still do well. It seems to be the Tiger Woods is like a regular athlete. He gets old and just his whole career goes down the toilet. I don't really get it, especially considering how Tiger Woods probably is the best golfer of all time. So it's a little bit confusing of his huge decline that he is going through, because like I just said, you don't usually see this with golfers when they age.
Right.
They start doing bad. They usually still are able to play. It's golf. It's not a physical
right.
sport. So it's very confusing.
Yeah, if you give Arnold Palmer a club and tell him to go play golf, he'll still shoot, like, you know, pars and birdies and eagles.
I
think the first time Jack Nicklaus came in, you know, last after missing a cut, he was 65. So, you know, I mean, that's
wow.
you know, another example. Yeah. So it's just,
yeah,
you
I don't
know,
get it.
Tiger's only 39, so.
Yeah, I don't get it. Okay, it looks like that Stephen has dropped, so it looks like that I will be hosting the show until Stephen gets
American
back. Or Casey. Okay, American Pharoah. Casey, do you want to go ahead and host the show? Okay, never mind. Here's Stephen.
I have no idea. I honestly have no idea what just happened, but I am back on. I'm sorry. Pardon me for all that, everybody. So we're talking golf, and now we're going to talk another sport that nobody really cares about. Tennis.
Whoa. Okay, never mind.
Yeah. What do you think I meant? We'll get to that in just a second. So, oh my God, I'm still disappointed. My favorite tennis player, Novak Djokovic, went down in the French Open finals. I am still so mad because this guy, he reminds me of Tom Brady, really. He just makes it look so easy in his respective sport. You just expect to win it all. You just expect it. But like I always say, high expectations lead to high disappointments. And obviously, I'm now disappointed that Novak Djokovic lost to whoever the hell he lost to. I don't even know the guy's name.
Wawrinka or somebody. Yeah.
Yes, something like that. He's obviously not important.
Some random dude.
Obviously not important because he's not ranked. So we're going to go with that. But hey, congratulations to the guy winning the tennis open, the U.S. Tennis Open, not French Open. I don't know what I'm saying. All right, so Andrew Powell is on with us for one reason and one reason only. Well, two reasons. One, he loves us all. And two, he loves AP. AP is on to talk AP.
AP? All right, well, since I'm on to talk about AP, so what AP do y'all want to get to first? American Pharoah, Adrian Peterson, the great Andrew Powell. What AP do you get to first?
I was told that you wanted to talk American Pharoah and how he won the first Triple Crown in 37 years.
Oh, yeah. Well, since my two co-hosts, Dan and Eric, their rude asses don't want to talk about the American Pharoah, I appreciate you guys giving me your platform to be able to talk about American Pharoah. All I can say is that I am very happy to see somebody finally win the Triple Crown. It's been 37 years. It's very exciting to see something happen like this in my lifetime. I remember on Saturday night when I was watching the Belmont, and like I was rooting for American Pharoah so hard. I thought he was going to blow it there at the end and end up losing it because there was a horse catching up. And the next thing you know, he started blowing away, and I started screaming. Mm-hmm. It was like, yes! American Pharoah Triple Crown! Whoa! Yes! So excited. But yes, props to American Pharoah, props to the owner, I forgot his damn name, and yes, the great AP. See, AP of the champions. Adrian Peterson is going to win a Super Bowl this year, watch.
Oh, boy.
Oh, God.
Bold statement by Andrew Powell. He served this one of three APs that we all know.
Heard that first.
Heard that first.
Hey, Jared, you stay out of this.
I was just going to say, heard first here on Steven Sports Blog.
Oh, that's
all right.
There.
We got 5 minutes left, so we're going to go run through this real quick before we get to our last 2 cents. The Bills and the Eagles both have quarterback controversies. Matt Castle and E.J. Manuel are fighting for the top spot in Buffalo. Since none of us really know anything about the Buffalo Bills, nobody really cares about the Buffalo Bills, I'm just going to go ahead and say, give the job to Matt Castle because he's won. He's won in New England. He got the Patriots 11-5, 7-8. He's won with the Vikings. You know, he went, I think, with the playoffs with the Vikings. I don't even know. So he definitely deserves a starting job for the Buffalo Bills. For the Eagles, it's a lot more difficult. Mark Sanchez, Matt Barkley, Tim Tebow, and just another guy, but I don't know the name.
Yeah,
Sam Bradford.
Bradford. I'm lost today. Sam Bradford. Now,
man, you talk about thinks, nobody cares about the Buffalo Bills. Don't nobody give a damn about the Philadelphia Eagles.
Nobody.
Come on, stay.
I like the Eagles.
That's Chris Berman says. I love Chris Berman.
Like Sanchez.
Nobody circles the wagon like the Philadelphia
Eagles. Oh, I know why you like Sanchez.
Yeah, you know
it. Oh, man.
Well, if I'm Chip Kelly, I'm not giving a job to Sam Bradford because he's 18-30.
I'm giving it to Tim Tebow.
Yeah, I'm just going to get there. Not Sam Bradford because he's, you know, sub-500.
Oh,
need
God.
Mark Sanchez.
Dan said he's going to give it to Tim Tebow.
Mark Sanchez is going to screw the season up like he always does, like he did with the Jets. And Matt Barkley, he's, you know, on another island from these other three. So Tim Tebow deserves the starting job with the Philadelphia Eagles because he's the only one that knows how to win. And the Eagles, I have to admit, are a winning organization. They can win if they have the right players.
How are they a winning organization if they don't have one Super Bowl in their entire history?
Well, I mean, like every season, it's not like the Jets or the, you know, it's not like the Jets where Tebow didn't do much and they always finish like 4-12 every season. You know, he played in Denver. They compete every season. The Philadelphia Eagles compete every season.
You want to know what I got to say, Dan? And you know what I got to say, Steven? 4 straight NFC championships and no ring to show for it. That's all I got to say.
Sorry, I'm a Cowboys fan, so, you know, I'm not.
Oh, that's even worse.
Oh, okay, okay. Talk about that at the show. All right, 3 minutes left. It's time for our last 2 cents. I'll go first. The Patriots have released Brandon Spikes. That was fast. They just re-signed him after they released him, after he went to play for Buffalo for a season or two. They released him because he apparently left a car just laying out in the middle of a highway and ran like hell. So the Patriots are not going to deal with that. They released him. New Michigan quarterback, Zach Gentry.
Yeah, they'll deal with Tom Brady.
Yeah. Speaking of Tom Brady, New Michigan's quarterback, Zach Gentry. I don't know if I said that right. He will wear number 10. At University of Michigan. He's the first Michigan quarterback to wear number 10 since Tom Brady. So I'm going to look for this guy, see how he succeeds playing in Michigan. FIFA had a movie come out this past weekend. What was its gross total?
I am the president of FIFA. I am the president of everybody.
Of everybody.
$607. That's it. The movie made $607.
Wow.
So
wow,
there's a new rival.
That's
yeah, that's what you get for being cheaters. There's a new rivalry in college football between the University of Connecticut.
Wait. Something you could add to your 2 cents, Steven. Did you hear about South Africa? That was part of the bribe thing that Morocco won the election, not South Africa. That is crazy right there.
Yeah.
Wow.
Because they about to take the World Cup away from Russia. And what's the other place? Qatar or whatever the hell it's called?
Yeah, Qatar or whatever.
They about to take the World Cup away. Hey, they need to put a World Cup in the United States, man. Bring a World Cup to Miami. We need to start a campaign.
Yeah, right.
World Cup to Miami. World Cup
right
to Miami.
Just as soon as we get the Olympics in Miami.
Hey,
2020.
Hey, I'm cool with the Summer Olympics in Miami.
So
I would be down for that.
There's a new rivalry in college football between the University of Connecticut and the University of Central Florida. There's just one problem. Nobody told the University of Central Florida there was a rivalry. So that's going to be interesting to see how those two teams play out. They will meet October 10th in Orlando. And tonight, you want to check out the MLB draft. The Diamondbacks have the first pick, but who will the Marlins pick? Watch the MLB draft tonight from 7 to 11:30 on MLB Network. And tonight, The U.S. Women's National Team begins Women's World Cup play against Australia at 7:30 on Fox Sports 1. Casey, we have a minute left. Let's
all
run
right
through this.
Well, okay, did you guys see during the finals last night the preview for the Amy Schumer movie with LeBron in it?
Yeah, train wreck.
Did you see the hair? That hair was like, somebody said there's more CGI in that movie on LeBron's hair than there is in Jurassic World or whatever. I don't know. Andrew, did you see it?
I don't believe that I did see that, but that sounds pretty funny.
No, you've all seen the pictures of his, you know, when he's bent over and that hairline's like Moses parting the Red Sea and everything.
Oh, yeah.
So anyway, his hair's like perfect in this movie. But anyway, and let's see. This is from last week, but this has to do with the Lil B curse real quick. Harden said he didn't know who he was. Wait. And so did you see the picture of James Harden that the girl posted after she was in bed with him and it wasn't his girlfriend? And so he became a victim of the sex selfies on the internet. And Lil B went after him on and off the court. That's it.
All right, well, since the live stream ended about a minute ago, whoever listens to this later on, I want to thank Casey, I want to thank Andrew, I want to thank Darren for being our radio director today. I want to thank you all for listening, and we'll see you all tomorrow.
Cleveland!
You have been listening to Stephen's Sports Blog with Stephen Erden III, here only on MSL Radio.